Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Senator Michael Jungbauer.
Members, it is good to be alive and be here. I won't make you hug today, but if the Spirit moves you, that would be a wonderful thing. Let's just bow our heads. Lord God, we are a blessed people. I feel so blessed to be here and be healthy, be among my many friends here in the Senate. I just ask that you give us a spirit of peace and wisdom as we come towards the end of session, as we make major decisions, as we hear bills. I just ask for that blessing of wisdom to come upon us that we might understand how it affects all our constituents, the state of Minnesota, and even as Minnesota might affect the rest of the United States. Show us that wisdom in a way that allows more jobs, just more money for more food on the table, that our health insurance and other expenses might be covered. We just have so many things that we expect and we need in this world today. So we ask your hand of blessing upon this body, the house, our staff, our families and friends as we put in long hours. Just give us that sense of peace to make those final decisions that we're out of here in a timely basis, and we do the best for the state of Minnesota. In your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
Yes.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, the executive and official communications. There is one printed on page one that you should make note of regarding the change in committee structure. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee, Senator Koch. Reports of committee, Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on page five of today's agenda. Second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. There is one printed on the bottom of page five. Second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, there is one bill to be read for first readings. Secretary Ludeman.
Senate file 1324, a bill for an act relating to agriculture, first reading.
Members, I would ask that we keep the noise level down, members. I can barely hear Secretary Ludeman reading these. Members, please, the noise level is incredible. Senate File 1324 is referred to the Committee on Agriculture and Rural Economies. The other bills are printed on today's Senate bill introduction, and they are referred as indicated, first reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are two author's motions to be read by the Secretary.
Senator Hand moves that his name be stricken as chief author, shown as a co-author, and the name of Senator Newman be added as chief author, Senate File 1285. Senator Hand moves that his name be stricken as chief author, shown as co-author, and that the name of Senator Newman be added as chief author, Senate File 1289.
Those two authors' motions plus the four that are printed in the agenda will be taken as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. There are three Senate resolutions that will be referred to rules. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would now move that we take up the confirmation calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Motion does prevail. Senator Vanderveer.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on Local Government and Elections reported February 21st, 2011, pertaining to appointments to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board be taken from the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Vanderveer.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Vanderveer.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Local Government and Elections reported February 21st, 2011, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board David P. Swenson. Members, David P. Swenson was appointed by Governor Pawlenty to fill a Republican vacancy on the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board to complete a term to expire January 2nd, 2012. He is a University of Minnesota and U of M Law School graduate, currently practicing in the area of intellectual property litigation for the firm Robbins, Kaplan, Miller, and Cerisi in Minneapolis. Mr. Swenson appeared before our committee and received our recommendation for confirmation. I would appreciate your vote to confirm David P. Swenson to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board.
Discussion to Senator Vanderveer's motion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President, remaining under motions and resolutions, but I would move for a brief recess for the purpose of appointing a conference committee.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. We are in recess.